Welcome to another chapter of Family Fiction's Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast, where we give you a deeper look into your favorite Christian authors and the inspirations, research, and methodology that goes into writing the books you love to read. Here's your host, Jamie Vaughn.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jamie Vaughn here with the Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast brought to you by Family Fiction. And today's guest comes to us from Kriegel Publishing. We have Angela Ruth Strong, and she's here to talk to us about her latest book called Fiancé Finale. And it is the third in the series of hers called Love Off Script. Now, it's going to come out October 22nd everywhere you buy books. So let's dive in and hear about the story. Hi, Angela. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So tell me a little bit about the story of Fiancé Finale.
Fiancé Finale is the third in my Love Off Script series. So there's three roommates that went to film school together at Portland State. And so Charlie's the third one. He's the most successful one. He's very driven, has issues with emotions and connecting emotionally. So he actually took a job opportunity at the same time he was supposed to be getting married, thinking that his beloved would just go with him and drop the wedding so that she could accept this opportunity with him, because he thought they were a team. And she felt like a jilted bride. Yes. And so that ended their relationship. And then you'll read a little bit about their story in the first book, which is husband auditions.
Okay.
And in that one, you find out that the night before she's supposed to get married to somebody else, he prays, God, if you want me to marry her, don't let her marry this other guy. And then he forgets about it. And in husband auditions, he hears from his sister that Nicole did not get married. So now he feels like it's God's will for him to marry her. And she's like, well, God didn't tell me that. And so that's the beginning of the story.
So in that, I just want to make sure we're tracking right. So in the first book, he falls in love with her and prays that God will not let her marry this guy. But in the third book is when they are they get engaged, and he then goes and does the film, correct?
He's already left. He's back. Okay. And he's trying to win her back. And okay. So he actually hires her company to promote the films he left her to work on.
Okay.
So she has to promote what he left her for.
Well, I bet that's hard. Oh my goodness. So what was your inspiration for this book?
So the whole series came together because I read the book, The Emotionally Destructive Relationship by Leslie Vernick. Mm-hmm. And in it, and it really impacted my own personal life. And she describes us all as being like a water bottle with sediment on the bottom. So right. When life is going smoothly, the sediment, you know, goes to the bottom, and it looks like our hearts are pure and clear and everything's going right. Great. But then when we get shaken up, the sediment rises up and makes, like, she calls it heart issues, and makes our heart all icky. And so she described six heart issues. And so I decided to take a heart issue and give it to each of the different characters to really explore these things about ourselves that we don't like and would rather sweep under the rug than actually take care of. Mm-hmm. So the heart issues that Charlie and Nicole are dealing with in this book are pride and selfishness. Mm-hmm. So that's where the idea for the series came from. And then the whole thing with Charlie praying, God, if you want me to marry her, don't let her marry this other guy. That's actually one of my friends. She did that. She prayed, God, if you want me to marry him, don't let him marry this other woman. And then he didn't marry her. And she was like, oh no, I have to marry him now. So I just thought that was a really fun backstory, something I'd like to explore.
Yeah. You know, I've done a ton of these interviews, and I've never heard an author say another book inspired them to write their book. Mm-hmm. I love that. Being able to take from real life. My parents are kind of like that too. My mom and dad met each other and knew very quickly they were going to get married. And my dad never actually even proposed. It was kind of like, well, God told me. And mom, I was like, yeah, but you kind of need to ask. So
yeah.
Yeah. So how do you mix humor and romance to tell a redemptive story of God in your writing process?
Oh, that is such a great question. And I wonder as well. I think my sense of humor is mostly in my head. And my daughter was telling me this when she was in elementary school. She'd tell me stuff that happened at school, and she'd be like, and in my head, I said, mm-hmm. And for me, I was like, I do that too. But I was like, you're really funny in your head. And So I think that's where my sense of humor comes from, like just watching the world around me and be like, wouldn't that be funny? Or what if, you know, and just kind of making like little private jokes with myself.
Yeah.
And that comes through on the page, and just ridiculous situations that I really enjoy. And I have a good critique partner who always has funny suggestions as well. So that helps.
Good. I love that. So when you are writing these two characters, what are you hoping God is going to change in their heart so that the reader can take that away? You said that they're dealing with pride and selfishness. How do you deal with as a writer of writing what God would help them do in their heart to make this story come to his conclusion?
Right. And I think a lot of that comes from wrestling with the story, like writing my characters into corner, painting them like into corners, like how do I get them out of this, and really not having an easy answer. And then having to take it to God and be like, I don't know how this should end. I don't know what's right here, because it's life is hard that way.
Yeah.
So in my first book, the first heart issue I explored that you won't see very often in romance is laziness.
Oh, wow.
I had a lazy hero, and that was really challenging to write. And it was interesting as readers read it, because some people defended him as not being lazy.
Uh-huh.
And other people were like, why would she want to be with him? He's so lazy. So it's really interesting when I'm dealing with these heart issues, how the readers take it from one side or the other. And so there's a lot of refinement to make sure that the characters don't err too far on one side or the other.
Right.
And then a lot of wrestling with God, like, how do I resolve this? But it all comes down to, when I think about my stories, I think about this quote I read once that said, the hero and the villain are both wounded. The villain hides their wounds with evil, while the hero overcomes with self-sacrifice.
Wow.
So whatever issue we're dealing with, whether it's laziness, whether it's selfishness, whether it's pride, it's easier to try to hide that, but that makes us a villain. And so having to lay that down and is a sacrifice, but that's where our healing is going to come from.
Oh, that's so good. I love that. I'm going to have to remember that quote. So I love to ask every author, when the reader gets to the very last chapter and closes that book, what do you want them to take away from it?
So I'm not a big epilogue person. I want the story, and then when the conflict's over, I stop reading usually. And so I don't often write epilogues, but at the end of this book, because it was a 3-book series, I finished it and my editor's like, okay, Angela, we need a little bit more. And so I was able to add a scene that brought all 3 couples together, and just really made it very conclusive and heartwarming. And I was able to end with a line that just really wrapped up the whole series.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I would want my readers to get out of it.
Okay. And if you have an author or somebody who's an aspiring author come up to you and ask for advice, what's one key piece that you tell people?
A couple of lines that I told you already, but I think for somebody to pursue writing, and this is my own direction, it's all about enjoyment for me. I have to be able to enjoy the story. And so that gives me my own path that I take, but I want everybody to be able to enjoy the writing process, because there's so many parts of it that are not enjoyable. So much rejection, so many bad reviews, so many losing contests, that if you don't do it because you love it, then you probably won't keep doing it.
Right. Very true. So you finish up this series. What's next for you?
Ooh. So I'm actually talking to you from a hotel right now because I'm a flight attendant. I don't know if you knew that.
No, I didn't know that. That's so cool. Okay, where are you right now?
I am in Eureka, California.
Okay.
Yes. So I'm in, I do this on the side. I mean, I guess it's my main job, but I feel like it's a side job, and I can really write from anywhere. And there's so much inspiration, so many people I meet, so many places I get to go, so many stories I hear that I feel it really accompanies writing very well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also such a unique world. So many things that I deal with that a normal person won't ever have to deal with.
Right.
So I'm writing a flight attendant series.
Oh, I love it. Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. When should we look for that one? In a year or 2 years?
I'm trying to remember. It'll be the end of 25 or the beginning of 26.
Okay. All right. Yeah. We hope to have you back on then too. So
Thank you.
Beyonce finale will be out October 24th, 2024. No, I'm sorry, October 22nd, 2024. Go make sure to get it at your local Christian bookstore or wherever you buy books. And Angela, we are so excited for you. Can't wait to see what happens with this story. It really reminds me of like a Hallmark story or a Great American Family story, and cannot wait to see what God does to use this book to help people.
Thanks for listening to Family Fiction's Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast. Stay up to date on all things Christian fiction at familyfiction.com. Christian Fiction Bookshelf is produced by Ross Kluver, hosted by Jamie Vaughn, and edited by Brandon Woolham. Subscribe today wherever you listen to podcasts so you'll never miss a chapter.